Welcome back to TipTV Finance. We've got a debutante on the show now. Spencer Welch, who is an oil markets analyst at IHS Market. How are you today, Spencer?
Very well, thank you.
Right, I believe that celebrations are in order. A big coup for people who love oil.
Yes, it's a historic day. The Kashagan oil field is due to start producing. It's the largest oil discovery in almost 50 years and the most expensive oil or energy project ever at more than $50 billion.
Right, well, cynics such as myself might suggest that this is exactly what the oil market doesn't need at the moment.
Yes, certainly, that's a valid point of view. The oil market is just about in supply and demand balance, so more oil coming onto the market, whether that's from the Kashagan or returning oil from Libya and Nigeria, is certainly going to push the price down or slow the recovery.
I mean, could this take, like, you know, 50 cents a barrel off the oil price, I mean, in its own right, or can you come up with a figure like that?
For Kashagan itself, very little impact because it's going to be a slow ramp up in production. They're expecting production of around 20,000 barrels per day in October and only increasing to 300,000 barrels by the end of 2017. So a slow ramp up. So little impact on price from Kashagan. More significant is the prospect of more oil coming out of Libya and Nigeria.
Right. The other point is, I mean, I've spoken to many CEOs, of small companies in the sector, the exploration sector. Seems to me that the technology is improving by the day, and is this a result of that? Is this find a result of that, or is it just an unknown or previously undiscovered area?
It's actually the oil's been known about in this area for 20 years. It's just been a case of trying to put the project in place. It's a pretty inhospitable location. It's very cold in the winter, very hot in the summer, and hard to get the oil out. So it's not been a case of technology. It's just been a case of time and money.
And is it also the case that, let's say, in the recent past anyway, the costs of accessing the oil, as far as the producers are concerned, has actually gone down because of the collapse in the oil price?
It's made the whole upstream industry a huge challenge. Anybody who's an oil producer who's searching for oil, it's led to an awful lot of projects being delayed and deferred and cancelled. So when this project was being developed, the oil price was significantly higher. But it's critical for all those invested in this project to actually start finally producing some oil because it's many years late.
Right. Just, I mean, for people who don't know this part of Central Asia, could this be the new Saudi Arabia? Is it on that scale?
No, it's an area rich in oil, but it's not the new Saudi Arabia. It's a good area for oil. There's already a significant amount of oil coming out of there, called CPC Blend and Tengiz crude oil. But it's similar to other attractive basins such as the Permian, such as Bakken, such as West Africa, and areas of the Middle East. But it's not going to overtake the Middle East, certainly.
Right, and just for people who don't know, also the political situation there, that oil tends to be in the most inhospitable places, not only geographically but politically. Is this a stable region?
It's reasonably stable. There's been a steady production of the existing crude from there, so it doesn't seem to suffer from political instability like some other countries. Libya and Nigeria, to mention a few. So it is. It's more politically stable. It's more the climate and the operating environment and the type of crude, which is full of sulphur, that creates the challenges.
Right. Finally, we're in the run up to the Algiers meeting, OPEC's big meeting. I can't let you get away without making some comments on that. What's your take on how that could pan out?
So yes, there's a meeting next week. There's a International Energy Forum meeting, which just happens to mean that most oil producing countries will be there. That we know they're going to talk about oil price. It's not a formal OPEC meeting. There's been a lot of speculation about whether or not they're going to come to some sort of deal. We still think that is highly unlikely. They all met in Doha back in April. They couldn't reach agreement. It's very unlikely that they're going to reach an agreement now. And if they did reach an agreement, it's likely that it would be so loose as to not be meaningful. So we're not expecting anything of importance or significance to come out of that meeting.
Spencer Welch, Oil Markets Director at IHS Market, thank you very much for speaking with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be back after the break.